Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is February the 9th, Wednesday, 2022. Now, I have the honor to have Debbie Davis, whistleblower, and Charlene Renee and Bugsy on with me. But before I bring them up, I'm going to tell you the latest game that's being played on me as a whistleblower and my radio show. Last year, in April, or the end of March, some witch was stalking me, and she had been following me, and she pulled in the parking lot when I pulled in because I was writing down local numbers off a couple of cars that were tailing me. And this was going on because I had a pattern going to see my father at a nursing home when he was still alive, and they were following me every day, and they were trying to car crash me, and they get up on my butt, and in my wind current at, 70 miles an hour, they were doing it at 55 miles an hour. And they were bringing in black people working out of the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office in Kansas City, Missouri, Gene Baker's office, where Division Number 5 of the FBI operates out of. And I know that because I chased one of those punks back there, and he pulled in the parking lot in the back end that's a card entered only. You have to put the code in or put the card in to get in a gated parking lot, and it's secure about 4 or 5 stories. Now, I was being stalked and tailed, and this gal pulls around, and we're out in Green Valley. Now, this is 15 miles away from where this incident, it started there, with her pulling around and behind, and I saw her while I was getting the license numbers of a couple others. So I pulled around, and for the previous week, I had been taking videotape of people's faces in their cars when they pulled through the parking lots, tailing me around. I'd take them through parking lots to intentionally have them follow me and walk, and that way I knew whether they were real, coming in there as a customer to some business or whatever. So this is one of the ways I tracked them down. I kept a log, licenses, which can be entered in a court of law because it's a log, and I keep that of the ones around me. And the ones that are suspicious that I see repeatedly on the same day going one way and then going back the other way, they're usually the tails. Now, I tracked them, as I said, to the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office. I tracked them to Google Fiber in North Kansas City. It's down off of 16th Street in North Kansas City. It's one of their operational hubs, along with on Ward Parkway behind Quick Trip on State Line, if people know Kansas City. Right there north of the FBI building, there's another building that they operate out of, and they do cyber terrorist attacks against Stu Webb's website repeatedly out of that location in the past until they got shut down, and out of one that is in the same building, the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office in Kansas City. It's all part of Division 5 that monitors me of the FBI. Now, they've got these little clowns tailing me, and now on my internet site, below the breaking news column, you'll see a link of this broad giving me the finger. That's the tail for that day. But I've seen her several times before, even logged her license number, the whole bit. Now, she tails me. I trap her to where she's stuck in at a light in Green Valley, which is about 15 miles from Blue Springs, where I'm going to. I get up there, and she's already there on my butt, and she turns a corner in this double lane turn to the left, and I'm in the far right, and after two cars pass, I move over in the left lane. She moves over at 3-4 miles an hour. Then I move back. She moves back over on me, and then she comes back over on me and runs into me. I got out of my car and walked back there, and she's crammed up against me, and I said, "You're under citizen's arrest. Get out of your car." She starts taking a picture of me, so I flipped her off or screamed at her, and told her she's going to jail. So then I get back in my car. She's backing up to drive off, and I pull in the parking lot. Well, I go to the back of the parking lot in a Verizon parking lot at Adams Dairy in Blue Springs, and I turn around, and she's got the entry block that I just came through. And so I thought, okay, slip my card in my chip in my phone, and I called the police because they can triangulate off of cell towers, folks. That's top secret stuff, but it's the truth. And then triangulate you with your chip and your phone. They do come out of the side, a lot of them. So I had slip it back in. I dialed 911. Before I did, I plugged in my video on my car. I got a little video camera I bought at Walmart cheap. I plugged it in, and I started videotaping her blocking me. And then I set it down on my lap, and you can see it in that video where I told you to go to the link of her flipping me off, and you see it. And I set it down and in my lap, and I'm calling the police, and then I pick it up, and I'm videotaping her while she's talking to the police, calling them, saying, "He just got out of his car. He's got a gun. He's pointing at me. I'm so scared." Now, you can hear that audio of her calling and lying to the police. She was a fed working out of Jackson County, I guarantee, a cop of some type. Usually it's Joint Task Force Group, they call it. It's the local police intelligence divisions is what they use a lot of. And they get volunteers for it and a whole bit. Here's the point. She was one of them. I go to the first hearing representing myself in court after being arrested, had to post a couple $100 bond, had to pay about $200 or $300 to get my car out of hock because I was hauled into jail. And here I had videotaped evidence and the whole bit of the incident. It's all up there. You can hear the audio tapes of her calling the police, the audio tape of me calling the police, as well as on my video you'll hear it. Here's how far it went, folks. I'm representing myself, and the judge in the first hearing, as soon as I asked her, because I'd filed a bill of particulars, and I asked the question, and they knew it in advance, and bill of particulars they don't take in lower courts like this municipal kangaroo court down there in Blue Springs, Missouri. The judge, after asking the question, "Whose payroll were you on the day that you ran into me and were stalking me and called the police and lied to them? What payroll, whose payroll were you on?" And the judge says, "What do you mean by that?" I said, "Was it any part of Joint Task Force Group, the FBI?" The judge says, "Oh, I believe you're incompetent to represent yourself, Mr. Webb. You're going to have a seat over here in front of me." I said, "Well, judge," I said, "where are you going?" He said, "I'm going to go have a conference for a half an hour with the prosecutor, and I need four police officers and all this other." He said, "I don't believe you're competent to represent yourself." I started laughing. I said, "Well, judge, I hope you, while you're in your little conference, you don't mind if I go use the restroom, do you?" "Oh, no, okay." So one of the cops followed me back that direction. Here's the point. He comes back, "Oh, you may proceed." So I played my videotape. I played the audio tape of me, partial, of the police he stopped me. Then I wanted to play the audio of her where she's saying, "Oh, he's got a gun. He just got out of his car." That's when I had the video on her. And he wouldn't allow that to be played. Instead, he found me guilty of harassment and careless driving. Now, folks, $500 fine plus, you know, right at $600. Now, here's the point. Here's how bad it's gotten, Debbie. I want to tell everybody so they understand. So here I appeal it to the Jackson County Court over here in Independence. And she puts in, we have a hearing. And here I am to represent myself with my videotaped evidence and the audiotaped evidence supplied by the police department and the prosecutor's office of my call to 911, her call, which proves my innocence, and the whole bit. She puts in a motion to have me evaluated. The judge said, "Well, we'll set a hearing for February the 7th, and you know, you've got your bill of particulars in, Mr. Webb, and the whole bit." And I sued him that morning in federal court before I went down there, folks. I sued them to put a halt to them, and of course it was kicked out for lack of jurisdiction, or not jurisdiction, but stating the claim, the amount, and so forth. But the judge who ruled without prejudice, which means I go back in and sue the individual, recommended you got a case if she lied to the police. Okay, now, here we go further. This judge in Jackson County, here I'm representing myself, and he signs an order to have me mentally evaluated, folks, by the University of Missouri in Columbia, which means, oh, they're going to make Stu a neck case and lock his fucking ass up. I said, "No, this ain't going to happen." They never notified me of the hearing or the date that they did it on the 16th of January. It happened to be that I went down to the court to see if anything was filed with them pertaining to a motion to have me evaluated. And they didn't tell me that there was the motion was already signed, the order. I get a call from a shrink this past week, folks, from the university, left on my voicemail. And I'm like, "Fuck you, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I am not going to be mentally evaluated. I've been mentally evaluated in U.S. Federal District Court when I was held as a whistleblower. And they said nothing was the matter with me." Now, that's up on my credentials on my website under contact. Here we move further. This judge was aware at the last hearing, hang on, Debbie, at the last hearing that I had sued them. And he's sitting there reading a copy of the suit that I served to the clerk to serve to him. Now, he set a hearing for February the 7th, but he sneaks in there on the, January the 16th and signs this order. I was supposed to be evaluated today by the University of Missouri. Instead, I got a hold of an attorney at the last minute after finding out no legal aid, no public defender. I'm entitled to nothing because it comes out of a municipal court into an appeal to the county court. I'm not entitled to legal aid. I'm not entitled to a public defender. I'm not entitled to anything. There's nobody to help you. So I had to go bail my own ass out, hop my freight car, tied alone, and I'm in the hole, and I got to pay a fine tomorrow and the whole bit, but I need to come up with $2,000. And I don't beg on the air for money, folks, but I need desperately to be helped on this one. Okay? Now,
yeah,
I have to plead guilty to keep from being mentally evaluated. I have to plead guilty to the charge of careless driving and harassment. Now, these are corrupt people. I'm not going to push it any further or tell you what's going to happen or what I'm intending on doing in the future, but I need help. Sometimes we get in binds that we can't get out of, and this was one of these because they're doing it to several people. I've heard about several people being arrested over the past 9 months. They're opening their mouths and they're trying to neutralize them. And then what are they saying? They're nutcases. They're nutcases. That way you can't carry a gun. They declare you as a nutcase. Oh, don't listen to him. He's a nutcase. Lock him up in a nut house.
Yeah, they try to do that to me too.
They want to declare right now, Debbie, they want to declare everybody that's a whistleblower, like you are, a legit whistleblower, and Charlene's blowing the whistle on being targeted individual and the whole bit. They want to make everybody look like nutcases right now because I've seen several stories of different people that have been targeted in the past few months with these false arrests and this and that. And so, anyway, this is one of the things that is happening right now, being... You know, our rights to the First Amendment, freedom of speech, you know, and Second Amendment right, which is to carry your gun to protect your constitutional rights and so forth. And they're trying to take it away by taking away your ability to own a gun or have a gun by declaring you as a nutcase and those sort of things. Now, we've got big problems in this country. You've been targeted. I'm going to let you tell your story, and I want you to talk about John McCain, and we're going to bring in Charlene after you do that. But I'm going to leave you alone here. But I am asking everybody that listens to the show, I got to come up with $2,000 in the next couple, 3 days. This is very serious, folks. So help me out if you can. I don't beg for money on the air, but this time, I mean, people have helped me from time to time, but I need the help now.
Why are we talking?
Because all you've done is show 3 years then. and there's not that many of us left. But they've targeted so many of them. It's like, on your show, it's like you're lucky that you're even around still, because so many.
Every year, it's been an attempt on my life, and people, if you don't believe me about the stock, and go in and look at the internet. Yeah. My internet site, and look for that van that's sitting on a concrete barrier. That was the first time they tried to assassinate me with the car crashes and rolled me, and that was my head underneath that van.
Exactly. But look, Stu, there's something, while we're talking about court and cases, there's something very, very important that people need to know. Now, back in 2018, I was sick. I was in the bed sick, and I had to have somebody to take care of me. Buzzy was here, and he was helping to take care of me. I was in the bed. I couldn't get up. But one day, this deputy comes and knocks on my door. And, of course, I opened it, and I shouldn't have opened the door. But she had a warrant for me. And the warrant was for stalking, reasonable fear of death, assault, and so on. And it was a class 1 misdemeanor. Well, they have on here not my address and not my neighbor's address, but an address that does not exist with my name. They said that I was 145 pounds, which I am between 115 and 120 pounds. So that's not my weight. And they said that I was 5'7". Well, I'm 5'3½". Okay, so they had the wrong person. What happened was a woman moved in on our street, and she had lived in another county. And when she moved here, she didn't know me, but she had heard my name. Somebody had told her about me. She thought that I was having an affair with her husband. Well, come to find out, in the warrant, she explained that it was a white car chasing her. Well, at the time, my white Trans Am wasn't even running, and I was in the bed sick. I got this warrant. So that this woman was running her off the road. She was harassing her at a fast food place, and this had gone on for months and months. Well, it's a policeman that lives next door to me, and she puts in the warrant that I actually live with this cop. And she thought that this cop was my father. And so come to find out, she was talking about the cop's wife that lives next door to me. So she didn't get the address right. And there's no way I could have run anybody and chased anybody, because I have a vision disability. It's the best I can do to just get from point A to point B driving very carefully. So there's no way that I would be able to stalk or harass or fear anybody for their life in a vehicle. So anyway, I had to go to court, and they were ready to prosecute me was something that I did not do, and it was a mistaken identity. So if I had not gotten somebody to go to this girl and tell her that she got the wrong person, now this is when I went to court, this is what they did to me. Even though they knew they had the wrong person, they did not dismiss it. They wanted something really dirty on my record. But this is what they did. Now, listen close. Came this day, the Commonwealth, on this motion to null cross the following matter. In support of this order, the victim told the Commonwealth she alleged the incorrect person. The court deeming appropriate to do so does hereby order that this charge is no cross. Okay, so I have a slanderous class one misdemeanor on my record, but it's been no cross. I'm not guilty. They threw the warrant at it. The thing is, this should not be on my record, but they wanted to make an example out of me, even though I was in the bed sick and my white car was not running. It was my neighbor. It was my neighbor that was having, she has the white car, and it was my neighbor that was having an affair. She has sex with everybody else except her crazy cop husband. So this is what was going on. The chief of police in our town, he told the girl my name because he knew that if he told her my neighbor's name, the cop's wife, the cop would have probably killed his wife for cheating on him, so he blamed me. He told her my name. Now, I have this on my record. Now, because I was not guilty, I could go and get it expunged. But it makes them look really bad for them to have to say, oh, we charged the wrong person. They wrote the warrant. The magistrate can sit there and write warrants all day long on people for something that they did not do. And they will have to go and pay money to an attorney, and they have to fight. I have spent over $50,000 fighting in court with stupid stuff like this that I was never guilty of. Because I'm a targeted individual, and these cops want to pick at people who are targeted. And just so people know, if you were to get a scanner and listen to your own hometown when you leave the house, they'll actually have somebody monitoring you when you're not at home. They'll say, well, because I used to get, I used to call the pharmacy, and I would pick up my phone, and I'd call the pharmacy and hang up, and it would come over the same pharmacy call, or I'd call my mother and me, and when I'd hang up, it would come over the scanner. Out of state call. And I said, gee, I just called out of state. And, well, gee, I just called the pharmacy. Hey, they monitored me because this went on for months and months, you know. So I hang up the phone and a policeman would come over and say, pharmacy call, out of state call, attorney call.
They're totally monitoring. They're part of it.
Yeah, because they will monitor me. And for what? I don't know. I had never been guilty of a crime. And they, you know, so every time they go into court, they're trying so hard to make me guilty of a crime. And it doesn't make any sense. So why are they picking on body?
I figured out why they're targeting certain people. Exposed this in my videos, that they're targeting people in bloodlines. So you must be in the real royal bloodline?
Yes.
Okay, right?
Yes.
And so am I. So it has to do with your bloodline, because there's two bloodlines. We exposed this in the last video that we did. There's the bloodline from Cain, and then there's the bloodline from Eve and Abel's. The real Cain was this goes way back. There's two bloodlines, and the Illuminati is in the bloodline from Cain, and then the real royal bloodline is the Abrahamic Jacob bloodline. Okay, and so this still goes on today, where there's two bloodlines. The Illuminati is the Cain bloodline, and so they're targeting. They are targeting somebody in the real world of mine, because they're trying to maintain power. and not let the real world bloodline be the real royalty. And so they're targeting everybody. Everybody on the target individual list, and from what we're finding out, is in the Abraham and Jacob bloodline, that's the covenant bloodline of Christ.
Yeah.
So that's two, right?
Well, now, my bloodline, there is royalty on both sides. My mother's side and my father's side, and then my grandfather's side. Now, my grandfather was close kin. He was a Hanks, and he was related to Nancy Hanks, who was Abraham Lincoln's mother. So then, if you look into history, Abraham Lincoln and JFK were related. And so I am related to Abraham Lincoln, JFK. I'm also royalty on my grandmother's side. We had castles over in England when we left, and my aunt used to always say, I need to go back to England and claim that castle, and just go, somebody needs to go over there and live in it. So we have family there, and we have castles there. It's not just one. I think it's more than one castle, because we're a family. And so I don't think anybody ever went, because we left there for a reason. We, you know, so nobody in the family was like, well, why should we go back? We're here. We must have left for a really bad reason, you know. Royalty, and we, you know, left everything to come here. Something was really wrong. So, I'm targeted for a lot of reasons, and my children are targeted too. I won't get into that. But with the video that I saw that you did, Debbie, those policemen were. They did not want to give you all the information, and then right towards where you were getting ready to walk away, that's when you got the truth that it was just over a voice call message that they claimed that you had threatened someone. And I know you didn't. I know you didn't, because you said you didn't.
Well, I was totally confused. I was like, I was trying to, this lady that I was trying to deal with, so she's talking about on my channel, Debbie Davis YouTube channel, the last couple of videos ago where I was just getting my paycheck from Police Farm, where they were playing all these games, but, you know, okay, so, I mean, I could tell they were playing games with me, and then I just could never get a hold of the HR person, and then when she would send me a form, then the, like, the school board form wouldn't work. I mean, it was just one thing after another.
What was so strange, though, Debbie, was they didn't even write you a check. They paid you in cash.
Yeah, they paid me in cash. It was just the whole thing was totally bizarre. I could tell they were playing games. That's why I wanted to go in and talk to somebody else in HR. Because one lady was working out of her home, the main HR lady, and I couldn't get her to do anything to help me. But, you know, get paid for just my work. And so then I had to find my name and talk to somebody, and they were upset with somebody in person there. And but apparently the theory, like what we were saying, is that if I would have, like, even if I would have just, I didn't say anything threatening. I mean, there was any kind of conversation I would have had would have been like, okay, the form doesn't work, so I can't get mine. I don't know what else they need from me. I just want to come in and get what I need. Like, I don't know, but what Charlene was talking about earlier was that they can take your voice, apparently, and actually make it into something threatening. And this is something.
Yes, it's called deep fake.
Yeah.
Deep fake.
So they can actually take my voice and twisted it into saying something that I didn't say.
Right.
So another game the police are playing, and that everybody has to be very aware of the church they're playing, because they're desperate right now because there's people rising up. And the same thing, and also, Stu, I don't know if you heard about what happened in Canada, the truckers, some of the truckers in Ottawa. The police, because you said that lady ran into you, and you didn't run into her, she ran into you, and the whole thing was her, to begin with, right? Stu? Oh, where's Stu? Okay, so anyway, I don't know if you heard, but there was a video that came out about this trucker in Canada. The police targeted one of them. They were pulled over, I think, and they came back out to their truck.
Did the cops kill him? Was it the police killed him?
Did you hear about what happened to the trucker in Canada, similar to what happened to you? Police came in, same infected him, then arrested them for backing into him.
Yeah, I heard a little bit
about that. So the truckers in Ottawa are getting all kinds of harassment from the police now there.
Hey, by the way, that Canadian Prime Minister, for everybody's knowledge, the Canadian Prime Minister's father was Fidel Castro.
Right.
Just for your own edification.
He was a little girl when he was born, and then she wanted to be a man. So she's a she-he.
I don't know what it is, but all I know is it's Fidel Castro.
They also confiscated all of the truckers' fuel.
Yep, they had them all lined up, took their fuel, yeah.
Oh, I don't know what they're going to do next.
They shut them down.
Do you see that the U.S. has joined in? The U.S. is shut down one of the freeways. Their trucks are all parked along the freeway. I forgot which one it was. Just the past couple of days in support of the Canadians.
Police are trying to arrest them. And I'm going to the video of all of a sudden he's behind the guy, pulls him over, and then he actually comes right into the back of the truck. And then he comes out and says it arrests the guy for backing into him. When it was right on video that the police was the one who backed into him. They're so desperate. They just think.
Hey, and if you represent yourself, they declare you a nutcase.
and then they'll try to declare you a nutcase.
Oh, man.
What's so important is they have deep fake. And it's so important for all targeted individuals to make sure that they know about deep fake. And I'll tell you why. Back in 2016, I had a renter renting out part of my house, and I was working in the yard. He went to work, and I saw him leaving, and he went to work. And about 4:30 that afternoon, I was still working in the yard, and a policeman pulled up beside me, caught me off guard, and he said, oh, where have you been today? Or have you been anywhere today? And I just shook my head, and I might have said no, and then I came in the house, because I don't like to talk to police. I try not to talk to them at all. And it's your right to not talk to them. If they're driving along beside you while you're walking, it's your right to not talk to them at all. So, anyway, when this renter got back home, I heard him come in his section of the house, and then he came and he knocked on my front door. And he said, I've got to tell you something really important. And he said, a policeman showed me a video of you at the Gracie truck stop, and you were selling drugs. You were buying drugs. You were buying drugs at the Gracie truck stop. He said, and I saw the video. I saw, and it was you, and it was your voice. I said, I've been here all day. I haven't been anywhere. I would never go and buy drugs. I've never bought drugs in my life. not over. So the thing of it is, they did a deep fake on me. So they can do deep fake. They've been able to do deep fake ever since the internet started, where you can put somebody else's face on somebody else's body. Now they can do the person's whole body and their movements, and somebody else can be moving around, and your body and your face is moving and talking just like the other person. So basically, they have an avatar of you, and they can make you do whatever they're doing. And so they did this with Obama years ago, and showing how they used his whole body, his facial expressions, his hands moving, and it was somebody else talking for him, but it was in Obama's voice. So it's so important that all target individuals study up on deep fake, because they can fake your voice, and all they've got to do is get a 15-second clip of your voice, and they can make you say anything that they want you to say within 15 seconds. Also, they can put your face on a movie clip where they're shooting somebody, and they can go give it to the police and say, look, she shot this person. But that person may have your body shape, but they've changed the faces. They're actually hurting somebody. Or they could have some video of somebody robbing a convenience store or robbing a bank, and they can switch the faces. And so people need to know about deep fake, because if not, you could get charged for a crime that you did not commit.
There we go. That's a good statement to end that with. But here's something that I want to get into tonight. We are all targeted, but everybody's being targeted that's making any noise. That's the problem. If you're on the air with somebody, you're making noise, you got a website, or if you're a whistleblower, right now they want to remove you because they're trying to bring about their little democracy, they call it. I call it a republic, and I think it was Jefferson said, he said something about in order to keep your republic. I forgot the statement he made. And that's our legal right. That's our Constitution. That's our Bill of Rights, etc. And I intend on staying out here with the First Amendment as long as I'm around. I know Debbie is too, because once you're put in this box, and Charlene's been put in, once you're put in the box, they never leave you alone. They never leave you alone. Now, I've got some incredible videos up there. There's several links that people need to look at. And listen to Carrie Cassidy. There's a couple interviews with her. I've done shows with her in the past. But there was a couple of people, Ollie in there that I know, and someone else, and a friend had recommended those videos. And there's also one in there about the deep state and the surveillance and so forth. And there's about a dozen videos, 10 or 12 videos inside that link. People need to be aware of how deep this is. And the 5G. And the phones and these two cranked up systems now that they've got, they're electrocuting everybody. If you got a smart meter, like I had, they stuck it in these fourplexes about a year ago out here. I didn't even know about it. Well, I knew about it, and I never got around to having the money to claim it, $150. So someone finally, a friend, gave me the $150, paid for the smart meter to be taken out. That was, a month ago, Charlene, I believe? And I had radiation poisoning, folks. And it's disappearing because of spirulina. And it's taking stuff out of my body, the radiation. And I'm supposed to be tested here this next week for it as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's spirulina. It's what the children of Chernobyl used to get the radiation out of their body. So if you take spirulina, they took spirulina, and within 45 days, 50% of the radiation was gone out of their body.
And you could buy it at Walmart for $5. But
Right. The spirulina will actually heal your organs. So it's very important. People who are targeted individuals need to be taking spirulina.
And individuals just taking it because of walking around with a cell phone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The radiation off that is tremendous. Go ahead.
There's an infection that they cause to grow on targeted individual skin because it's called human body communication. And this is how they track you, even if you have no phone. And even if you were to have RFID tracking covers on your driver's license, everything, you could do everything to not get tracked, but your skin is going to track you with the human body communication. It is an infection, which is a type of yeast infection, and the way they do it is with a low level of electricity on your body. And so this is how they do that. You can get on an airplane, you'll still be targeted. You can go to a different country, you're still targeted. They're still tracking you and they're still monitoring you. So they have made me so sick with this infection that I could feel them beaming me in the top of my head and down in front of my nose and my sinuses, my ears. And it caused me to have MRSA. So this light level of yeast infection that you're supposed to have, like on the outer layer of your skin, they did this to me so bad for so long that it turned into MRSA. And so the one thing that I have found after all these years of fighting MRSA in the top of my head, in my face, my ears, my nose, even on my lips and my cheeks, the only thing that I have found to really fight it, I was using Allicin C and it was doing pretty good and then it stopped working. Now I'm using an herb called thyme, T-H-Y-M-E. Normally most people have it in their cabinet at home. Take a big chunk of it out of the bottle and put it in your mouth and just chew it like chewing gum, and you'll feel that infection breaking up in your mouth, your face. It'll clear up your sinuses. But I had no idea that not only will it fight MRSA, but it will fight upper respiratory infection. And the first thing I thought about when I read that was, oh, this could probably help people with COVID-19 because it fights upper respiratory infection. So eat all the time you can.
Good point, Charlene. I put a link up on my website about it, folks. She had sent it to me earlier, and I put a link up there about THYME, the benefits. Now, Debbie, I want you to talk about, I think we talked about all this being targeted enough. I want to talk about John McCain, the criminal, the dead criminal, and his little sidekick thing that called, his wife, who was the drug supplying the chemicals, by the way, into Afghanistan so Jeb Bush could turn his dry cleaning shop over in the middle of a war zone. He could turn it into paste and fly him back on drones to Hollywood Air Base, Hollywood, Florida. So anyway, she was involved in that because he was the head of Armed Services Committee and John McCain was. And he was made sure she got the contract. It put in Cindy McCain, or look on the front of my website for her picture. I think I left it up there. There's a link in a story that Tom Flockle did for me after I got the information from Super Spook Otis Johnson, who's now dead. So I can mention the name where I got it from. But go ahead, Debbie. I want you to talk about this piece of garbage, John McCain.
Yeah, well, it's like about a year. Well, maybe a year and a half.
Echoing for some reason.
A year and a half ago, it actually came out very briefly why he was and what they found on him. It was this Austin Steinberg guy who was working with a few people. And I'll tell you what he said in the video, what they ended up finding, who John McCain really was, but I'll get into that in a second. But I wanted to mention something really briefly about
Charlene, hold on a second. Could you mute your phone? Could you mute your phone? Let's see if the static's coming, because you've had some static. Just mute it. Go ahead, Debbie.
I've had static. Okay. I can fix it.
Okay. Go ahead, Debbie.
Okay, yeah, that's better. Yeah. Okay, so just real quick, too. I want to mention before I get into that real quick, I'll mention something that I just talked about John McCain. But first of all, there was something that happened last week. There was a shooting here in Minneapolis, and this was the third shooting now of an innocent black person. The reason why it was scary is more is coming out. So there was this guy that was there's a SWAT team that went in, and there's a parent warrant, and the warrant was looking at this guy's name. His name was Amir Locke, who's an innocent black guy, but apparently he had a gun on him, and apparently the FBI were even at 7 in the morning or something, and it was for somebody else in the house, a murder warrant for somebody else in the house. But this Amir Locke guy was just woken up by a SWAT team, and they said that he pulled his gun, and so he got killed. He was a totally innocent person, and nobody knows why. And then our mayor is like really scary here in Minneapolis. He passed some kind of law saying that they didn't have to knock. There was a no-knock warrant. So this is the type of thing that's happening in Minneapolis right now. And nobody even knows like who the warrant's name was even really in the house. It sounded to me like they were targeting this Amir guy. He was like some up-and-coming hip hop artist. But the whole thing is like nobody's going to figure out exactly what happened. I mean, this is scary. So, you know, so now they can just have no knock men to just come in and do it a SWAT arrest on you. I mean, this is terrifying what's happening right now. But, you know, this kind of thing, it has to be, this has to be looked into. It's another thing, like the George Floyd thing. This is the third innocent black person now in the last, like, 3 or 4 years or something. They're totally innocent. I'm not being very upset with this, I'm just saying that they openly killed him, just arresting him, you know, so that was, but anyway, John McCain, so, you know, a lot of my story involved that military base, but it also involved John McCain, and I didn't know why I was so targeted for years, and then it finally came out why they ended up executing John McCain, who he really was. The senator, being a senator, was just a small part of his job. One of his main jobs turned out to be that he was the head of something called D6. Okay, and he was the secret kingpin of the deep state CIA and the MI6 in Europe. Okay, you have to understand there's a regular CIA and there's a deep state CIA. And he was the kingpin for the deep state.
That's the mafia in control of a portion of our government, folks. Organized crime.
Basically, he was the kingpin for the shadow government.
There you go.
Here and Europe. He was the main kingpin. And prior to him, his father and his grandfather. So that's why. That's why he gets out of everything and dating and everything. So this came out in Austin, Florida, and this person took that video now. I mean, there's hardly anything about him gets taken down. And so, you know, we're slowly getting the information out. But this whole video went into what they were finding, that they've used high-level masons. The deep state has used high-level masons and involved in human trafficking and assassinations for years. The deep state is involved in indirect assassinations. That would include things like mass shootings. So an indirect assassination is like if they try to target one person. And this is what I think happened in the Gabby Giffords shooting in Arizona, in my opinion. So there was a shooting, and she got shot, and I think she was the target.
They were after that judge down there, Debbie.
They were after that judge, mainly,
is who they were after.
Okay, so the judge got killed, so I think they were either after her or the judge. But I can tell you this, also at Gabby Gifford, that nobody knows except for the soldiers of the Arizona Guard, is that there were some soldiers that were had scheduled an appointment to talk with her about all the crimes that were happening at our base in the Arizona Guard. And that would have happened that I think it was the weekend that she got shot, where she was speaking somewhere, and they were scheduled to meet with her the very following week. So I can tell you that that's something that nobody knows except for the people that went to the Arizona Guard. And so, and then, you know, but see, they do these things called indirect assassination, where there'll be a mass shooting. This is all the deep state. This, the one in Nevada, was deep state shooting. They were after maybe certain people there. They were after, and then they did all of this shooting. You know, these are called, this is what the deep state does. They do mass shooting. There's every kind of mass shooting all over the country, the sports teams and everything, is all the deep state. These are not like psycho people going crazy. They're organized shootings, organized by the deep state, who was the head of it, was John McCain in the Khazarian mafia, which we spoke in our last video, our last talk. So it's the deep state is funded by the Illuminati Khazarian mafia, right? It's the same thing. It's the Illuminati, the Khazarian mafia, the same thing, right, Sue?
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of confusing to people. It's the cabal, it's the Babylonian, Kabbalah, Khazarian mafia. It goes way back like 4,000 years. They also call themselves the Illuminati. They call themselves the cabal. They're also called the Khazarian mafia. And it goes way back. And this is the deep state. Okay, so they have been, these are not, like, for years now, people are like, oh, who are these crazy people doing this mass shooting? These are not crazy individuals. These are people that have been hired by the deep state. Okay, this is what they're finding out. And this is that John McCain was the head of the deep state that was doing all these crazy things. Okay, I mean, he was a pure psychopath. You know, these were everybody involved here. And also John McCain, you know, he caused that fire down on the Navy ship where 144 seamen lost their lives. And there was never any investigation into that where it was totally his fault. But his admiral had gotten him off. You know, and it turned out to be totally being his fault.
No, it was there was an incident I recall, Debbie, on a ship that was over there in the Gulf when Israel went to war with Egypt. What was that, 63 or 64? And Egypt or Israel fired upon the USS something, which John McCain's father, the admiral, ordered not to retaliate or exposed, but to blame Egypt, I think it was one of the ships. There was an incident like that with his dad. And there's, I forgot the guy's name. He was aboard that ship, and he'd been on my show 5 or 6 years ago. But there was one there also. But John McCain...
That was John McCain's father.
Yeah, and John McCain was sitting at the Hilton Hotel, folks, in China, or Vietnam, and he wasn't a prisoner of war. And later, his father got, Nixon gave everybody presidential pardons as a big blanket to cover for John McCain. Go ahead, Debbie.
Yeah, well, that's what I heard, too, is that, because he was there for 5 years, he wasn't even a prisoner of war, really. He was in more like a hotel. And he was totally protected the whole time, and he was telling secrets to them that cost the lives of hundreds of Americans. Is what I heard, and this is what was coming out. And the only reason why he didn't come home sooner is because he would have been charged with treason. If he would have come home sooner, they had to figure something out so he wouldn't get charged with treason or something is what they found. And then it turns out that the deep state was funded at the time by the Saudis, the Soros, and the Rothschilds. the FBI and Phoenix office were involved in the cover-up, and anything regarding John McCain, they were ordered to stand down. And I knew that because we tried contacting the FBI of all the crimes that were happening at the military base. We tried calling the police.
Now, this is the military base down there in Arizona where John McCain had control of everything, correct?
He basically had control of everything. The FBI, everything. They had all the way up to the Saudis.
Transporting of children, body parts, drugs, guns, weapons of various types. I had a DEA agent that found out that they had shipped a bunch of, not Stingers, but cruise missiles out of that friggin' place. So on. He got benched and fired. I'll turn you on to him one of these days.
Well, so this all came out briefly, but on the video, he was that guy that called him Baby Q, he was working, he's been working with the White House, who found all this out. This is why John McCain. Okay, then of course the mainstream movement, I tell you this. But I found out because I was personally involved in helping uncover some of the reasons that led to them finding out all the stuff about McCain, the stuff that was out of the case. So I ended up finding out why he was actually, and what actually, who he actually was, and why I've been in so much danger. So I know this. I mean, I haven't even been, it hasn't been safe to talk about it. It's still probably not safe to talk about it. It just has to be said. It has to get out there. So at some point, it will be, it has to get out there in the public so they know that the reason, and this is just more evidence against the mainstream news that needs to be taken down. And why do you think the mainstream news always was saying hero John McCain? Because the Bavarian mafia, who John McCain was a part of, owned the mainstream news. That's why they were all like John McCain and the hero. Well, guess what? Guess what? A lot of those people that used to promote John McCain as a hero, they got charged, what I understand. If you notice that on CNN, a lot of these journalists are no longer there. Have you noticed that?
Oh yeah.
A lot of them, they're gone. Like a lot of the main, they either got charged or I think they got charged with Miss Krizian. See, they've been telling lies for so long that it's a form of treason. But they were telling all these lies about John McCain, and I believe they all got charged with Miss Krizian, and they got removed. I mean, they're like in jail now, I think. So you have to understand, this is all changing because they're getting charged because what they found out, who he really was, and how much of a lie it was to our country, and how much treason it did, and damage that it did, that's not something that's okay. And so they're getting, a lot of those people from CNN, I think, got charged. But that's my opinion of what's going on there. A lot of the main CNN people are no longer there, right?
That's true.
Why do you think that is? They're getting charged. They're getting in trouble.
Well, Debbie, they need to be in trouble. We've had nothing but a lying media out here for years. And, it was in 1980. Wait a minute. I think it was 81 or no. It was in the 80s. Daddy Bush by early 90s. Daddy Bush buys NBC. When they did the raid on all the Hollywood, Milman, my ex-wife's father, who owned Silverado, Neil Bush director, who died, and Lizelle took over for him. He's one of the head of the mafia for McCain now. But what was I saying? They bought up the media. Milman bought ABC, Mickey Mouse, and Brofman's, who answered to Milman, had Seagram 7s, they bought up the other network. Milman got ABC, Daddy got NBC, and Brofman's got, I think it was CBS. And that was the end of the networks. And they already had the Cocaine News Network, which is CNN, through the, I forgot his name that owned it. They took it over from him. He was the one married to Jane Fonda. You know what I'm talking about, Debbie?
Yeah,
he's involved, and what they did is they put him to pastor. He was all involved in drugs with him and stuff. And he owns a big airstrip up there in Wyoming and a big airstrip in northern Colorado where Daddy Bush brings in the drugs from Canada all the time and lands at his airfield, and they pick up from that point. Now, that's Jane Fonda's ex-husband that owned CNN. But Daddy Bush took it over and bought all the stock up, and they called it the Cocaine News Network. And, of course, Fox was Rupert Murdoch, and he was Fox News, and he was all proffered up from drug money from Silverado through Milman and Daddy Bush. So those are the networks that are out here today, and they're all stooges. Stooges. They lied to us consistently.
Yeah, well, it's really scary because, you know, so they figured out that it was actually a crime, you know, and that they could actually charge him with something, and so they are charging him.
I hope that's true, that's going on.
These people better be careful, and I expect that the whole mainstream, just the whole thing, they have to counterfeit it. They've been lying to us forever about everything.
Yeah, they have. They have. You know, and the infiltration really came. I think
I don't know if more is going to come out and start leaking out, but that's what came out with Oxenstein Merck of why he was actually executed, who they found he was involved. Oh, but also, Gary Mocking was involved in funding ISIS as well. So that's together.
Oh, yeah. Now,
and that John McCain was involved in actually funding with the Kazarian Mafia. So, I mean,
Yeah, there's been a couple of people I think that they've actually done up of their own in recent few years because of they knew too much and they were a liability. They got exposed and with the liability. That happens, folks. Now, where do you think the country's at? We're into an hour now, and I don't want to run too deep, but where do you think the country's at? I think we're getting ready for an explosion. And when I call it explosion, I'm not talking about bombs. They may go off from Russia hitting us and us shooting a bunch of missiles back at them, destroying them. That may happen because we don't live in a democracy, and they're trying to bring us into a new world order, one world government with Israel in charge of everybody and the Antichrist. That's really what it all amounts to. And they're pushing towards that direction so hard, it is unbelievable. And I do believe we are in what is called end time prophecies, but it depends on what you read as far as scripture is concerned and which Bible you read. But I guarantee you, it looks like to me Revelation 13 is wide open. And I think we're going to have a lot of problems. We got a couple stars coming at us, Wormwood. We got the other one. And then, you know, Super Spook Otis Johnson told me that they saw around 2025 a big fireball six times the size of the planet smacks planet Earth. It's the end of us. Now they saw that through the CERN system over there in Switzerland, the super collider. They were able to see that. He said sometime right after 2022, around then, into 2021, he said that they saw a couple stars smack us. Now, we heard blurbs about that on the mainstream media no more than the past month about they sent a rocket out there to get rid of some star that's coming at us. I see a lot of things, but with this 5G cranked up and the way that they can manipulate you and control you with your telephone, you're like a mind control victim. So here's what you do, folks. If you got one of these little rubber or plastic covers like I do, you just pull them off. And then the opposite side on your phone, opposite side of your buttons, is a little bitty chip on a lot of the phones, even the new ones coming out. The batteries are sealed. It doesn't make any difference. As long as you turn the phone off and pull the chip out, they cannot triangulate you, your location. And as long as you've got it off your location on your phone, they can't triangulate where you're at, which means they don't know where you're at. You got to have the phone off when you pull the chip, okay? Now, you need to take that into consideration. Precautions, and especially with this radiation. Someone sent me as a gift for Christmas about a $150 toy that reads radiation levels. It reads whether there's bugs, so forth. EMF reader, I think what they call it. You ought to see the numbers coming off this telephone. Off the phone. It's unbelievable. It's almost as high as it was of the smart meter. So I want people to be aware of that. It's something that I found out. And what do you, Charlie, what do you do to cure radiation?
Spirulina.
She's the one that taught me about it, folks. Now, Debbie, where are we at in the bigger picture? I mean, we're being chemtrailed, geoengineering. They manipulate the planet with the jet stream, cause massive storms and chaos, weather wars is what it is. And we've got, you know, we got the death ray popping out of there. They can knock anybody out at any time as long as they got an active volcano. They got HARP running, and they can move everything. Plus, we're getting chemtrailed to death, and we're lit up 40,000 feet in the sky of different metals, aluminum, barium, and all kinds of other shit that they're spraying out of these things. Now, where are we at realistically as human beings? What are we going to do to put a stop to all this evil?
Well, I mean, I think there's my understanding is there's people that the white hats, you know, are still fighting the there's been an alliance formed, is my understanding, against the deep state.
I understand something similar, very deep, very deep.
Mm-hmm.
They believe we're going to win the battle.
Yeah, my alliance formed with many countries and against the deep state, and they're fighting just as hard as the deep state is fighting. They're fighting back, so I believe we're on a winning battle. My understanding is there's been, I think it's growing the amount of countries that are just, there's an alliance that is formed. You know, President Trump started it, and there's other countries joining.
I'm familiar with some people involved in it. Now,
yeah.
Now, folks. Yeah, no.
You see positive things happening, so that's them behind the scenes coming together against the evil. So, you know, if people, these are the type of things you're not going to hear from the mainstream, you know, this anything with the alliance, but there's, you know, Trump started it, and he formed alliances with some countries. And then, you know, that wanted to, you know, and then more countries are joining. And this is still going on, even though Trump is not president. He's the real president, the legitimate president. But, I mean, it's just, this Biden is just, I don't even listen to him because it's just, I know he's not a legitimate president. And I know there's other things going on.
Biden's an embarrassment to the United States of America, in my opinion.
I don't even listen to a word he said. You know, consider him a legitimate president, because I know he's not, so I really don't even listen to him, and I just watch the YouTube channels, and I know that, and I pay attention to things that are going on with the alliance, and on different channels and things, so you're not going to get it, you're going to find that channel.
Do you have a website, Debbie?
Well, I talk about as much as I can, you know, I talk about a lot things on my channel. Not everything that's coming out. I mean, I don't know everything, but I talk about some of the things I know on my channel. Debbie Davis, the Arizona National Guard whistleblower, but what their big tech is doing right now, that would be, and so people are having a hard time finding my channel.
Okay, well, here's what you do. You get me the link to your channel, and we'll put your videos up on my website, okay?
Yeah. They're having a hard time finding my channel. They go look at Debbie Davis because it's kind of a common name, and normally it used to be up on the top. And now it's like way down.
I'll get you on the breaking news channel. Plus, I'll put you down there just below the news channel where the pictures are, and we'll have your website and light you up. Yeah. Okay.
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 All right. Well, I think that we can touch on more later, but that's enough for today.
Yeah.
What do you think,
Charlene? What do you got to say last?
Well, I believe we're in a.
And Bugsy, I want him to join in too. Go ahead. We're in a spiritual war. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I do. I believe we're in a spiritual war, and from what I have seen, you know, I keep up with technology, and from what I have seen, with everything that is coming out for the public, there is, from what I can see, they can trap a person's soul in this technology. So you are in the world, but you do not have to be of the world. And that's what I was taught in church growing up, that just because you are in the world, you do not have to live like the people that are in the world. They are going on, going into virtual reality. Back in 2011, I was talking to some people who were actually trying out virtual reality for the first time, and it was pretty new. Anyway, they were all together, and they wanted me to do it too, and I was too scared, and I'm so glad that I didn't, because they were all together in virtual reality in a game, but they weren't playing the game. They were doing other things. And they were just seeing what they could do in the game instead of playing it. Well, one of my friends fell asleep on her bed. She was laying down while she was in virtual reality, but she fell asleep. And all the other people left the game. Well, she's in the game by herself, and she's fallen asleep. She said when she woke up, she could feel a man on top of her having sex with her. And she said that she was so afraid, she laid still. And she said it finally stopped, and her front door slammed. So whoever this was in virtual reality and could actually find his way out of her front door. So there's a lot of evil going on in the world. And so we've also got metadata. And we've got the virtual reality coming with that, with Mark Zuckerberg. Metaverse, right. And
AI technology.
Yeah. So that's very scary. And they're also saying that they're going to have the car game in there. Anyway, my brothers used to play it all the time, and we loved that game. But from what I understood back in 2011, 2012, when my friends were doing this, they found Grand Theft Auto, and they put that on there in virtual reality. And as they were driving down the road, it was these boxes on the side where you could go, you could stop your car at, you know, from driving and get out and go and lay down in the box. And it was a questionnaire. Are you suicidal? And if you check the box yes, it would tell you that you needed to leave the box. So it's like a coffin on the side of the road. If you answered the questions correctly and you wanted to kill yourself because you had cancer, or you wanted to kill yourself because you just didn't want to live anymore, but you were so suicidal that you just really didn't want to live in this world anymore, they would allow you to commit suicide in that box. And from what I understand, one boy did it, and he died in his bedroom. So when you put these things on, when you put that VR on, your eyes are exposed, and your eyes are connected right to your brain. This thing killed that boy right through his eyes.
Okay, so
I've heard of those things. You can put it right on, and you can use them like to exercise. Or play it in virtual reality. You're talking about those virtual reality glasses.
The virtual reality, he actually had the virtual reality headset. So it was on his.
This is what we're coming to.
There was a show on Netflix that I was watching briefly until I just couldn't watch it anymore. It was called Evil. And it was, there was that. There was these kids on that show playing those virtual reality games. And in one of the virtual reality games, somebody would pop in through the girl's headset and start talking to somebody that wasn't part of the game. And like all of a sudden, see this other, you know, this other entity pop up in the game saying, oh, why don't you go over here? Or this kind of thing. Yeah, those virtual reality things are very scary. I've never looked at those. No.
So there's one thing to avoid. The other is a shot. Don't get the COVID shot, folks. You're going to melt down and die. And by the way, the numbers, the mainstream media is now saying it's almost 1 million people dead in the United States. But I suspect it's probably double that amount. Joe's reported on it from numbers he's been finding. Now, Debbie, do you have any last words?
No. I'm Charlene.
Okay. So, Charlene, you, Bugsy, I haven't heard from you. Do you have anything to add?
Well, I actually do. This is from a pretty good source for this week. Daily, the airline industry is on a slow fail. They had over 10,000 canceled flights yesterday. And this week, last week we had 70 active volcanoes. This week we're up to 80. 80 active volcanoes.
Worldwide.
Plus, it's no accident with them rolling out, the 5G, because that coincides with the kill shot, because there are metals and things in the kill shot that are going to be activated by the 5G. I found that out this week also.
That's pretty heavy duty. Here comes Big Brother to its max.
It's very heavy. It's very heavy duty.
So, figure radiation poisoning, folks, because of the 5G. You got to get it. What, Charlene?
Stay here.
At Walmart, you can get it. You get it at other places as well. It's about $5.
You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it in the drugstore. Spirulina is something that's been in it for a while. And
it's an algae.
It's green algae.
Allergies, it will heal your organs. It's a wonderful supplement. And the chlorella, if you get the chlorella, sometimes you can get the spirulina and the chlorella together. The chlorella will actually help to protect your skin from the 5G because it's got the chlorophyll color in it from the actual algae plant. So that's why when you have trees blocking 5G, it is because it has that type of iron in it, and it blocks 5G. So if you can take the spirulina and the chlorella together, it will help to block that 5G. I can feel the 5G in I can feel these frequencies bouncing off of my body now, but before they were actually hurting me.
Yeah, Stu, I'd like to add one thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
I would really like to say God bless the Canadians, all those people that are working so hard, trying to stop all the mandates and everything that's going on in their country. God bless our Canadian brothers.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you.
Thank you so much for everything that they're doing.
Oh yeah, I wanna say a prayer and out just to Korea, pouring angels over them.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just
warning angels. There you go, warning angels and angels of protection. It's in Psalms 92.
Yeah.
You know, I got so aggravated this morning when I heard things that were happening that happened like yesterday. The police confiscated all their fuel and then they returned it. Some of it tainted.
Yeah, make sure they mess up their engines.
That's all.
Okay.
Okay, well, we just keep praying for
her. Yep, everybody pray, because Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, and He's in control, and right now we need Him hard. We need to all be praying. We all need to be praying.
They need assistance, you know, some kind of assistance to come in.
Everybody please pray. Don't wear that stupid mask and fight for these mandates for that kill shot.
And don't take the shot, whatever you do.
These masks, if you're wearing these masks, they cause upper respiratory infection. So if you're wearing that mask, if you've had the vaccine, and you get upper respiratory infection. It's sad, you know, but some people have gotten it. Now they're saying, oh no, what do I do? Now I'm sick. You can take spirulina, and if you have the upper respiratory infection, the herb thyme, you can find it right on your grocery store shelf. You can go get it. You can eat it. You can make a tea with it. You can put it over in your coffee grounds and drink it in your coffee. And you'll feel your lungs opening up in your nose, and it just really works.
So those masks that they're making the kids wear, those masks, just think of this. 2 years, we're over 2 years into this. There are kids that have worn masks in the last 2 years that should have been learning to talk and can't because they can't see their lips moving.
They can't see other people's lips moving.
They can't learn the words.
They don't know.
They're looking at a mask.
Very good point. Very good point, Bugsy.
Somebody said it on the flicker trying to
typical evil always have to destroy. With that said, I'm going to say goodbye to all three of you. For now, we'll do this again. How's that?
Yes, good night.
Thank you, Bugsy. Thank you, Charlene. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, guys. We'll talk again.
Okay. I'll have this up in a little while.
Bye.
Bye.